Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, March 1st. Canada's Defence Minister Anita Anand says we are sending 1,600 protective vests and roughly 400,000 meal packs to Ukraine. She made that announcement this afternoon on top of additional aid that we have sent in the past few weeks. Meanwhile, Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly says Canada will ban Russia-owned or registered ships from Canadian waters and from our ports. International Development Minister Harjit Sajjan says $100 million is going to help the people of Ukraine through the UN Humanitarian Flash Appeal and the Regional Refugee Response Plan for Ukraine. Five people were reportedly killed in a Russian strike on a TV tower in Kyiv today. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says nobody will forgive, nobody will forget after Russian forces pounded the city of Kharkiv with artillery yesterday. Zelensky has described it as undisguised terror. Over 500,000 people have left Ukraine. Two big local companies are making donations towards humanitarian relief in Ukraine as the Russian invasion of the country continues. On Twitter on Friday, Markdale-based Chapman's Ice Cream said they stand with Ukraine and are contacting the Canada-Ukraine Foundation to contribute $50,000 towards the Ukraine Humanitarian Relief Fund. On Tuesday, Tiverton-based nuclear operator Bruce Power made a statement saying it is donating $20,000 to the Red Cross for humanitarian aid in Ukraine, and it's encouraging everyone to consider supporting the effort. Saugeen Mobility and Regional Transit is looking to be funded and governed by Bruce County. Manager Roger Cook says SMART is an independent, non-profit entity. It's looking to switch from being governed at a municipal level, where member municipalities make up the board of directors, to being funded and governed at a county level.
Hoping to get to Bruce County Transportation and Environmental Services Committee meeting in March and certainly try to get this placed on the Bruce County budget for 2023.
A report from Cook says SMART provides mobility transit in Erin Eldersley, Brockton, Chatsworth, Hanover, Huron, Kinloss, Kincardine, Saugeen Shores, Southgate, and West Grey. Cook says they will be starting services under a one-year contract in Grey Highlands starting May 1st. The City of Owen Sound is accepting nominations for Senior of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, and Youth Volunteer of the Year. The city says for over 40 years it has been recognizing volunteers who have made a significant contribution to the quality of life in the city. The nomination period is open until March 7th. Forms can be found on the city's website, with hard copies available at City Hall. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is at 21,004, down 121 points. The Dow Jones plunged 597 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.52 U.S. cents, down 39 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is up $9.61 a barrel to $105.33. In sports, after 9 days of negotiating, the Major League Baseball Players Association agreed unanimously to reject the league's final proposal, meaning there was no deal before the 5 o'clock deadline today. In the NBA tonight, the Toronto Raptors host the Brooklyn Nets in the tail end of a home-and-home. Last night, the Raptors cruised past Brooklyn 133-97. 9 games in the National Hockey League, 5 Canadian teams in action. Edmonton takes on Philadelphia. Ottawa visits Tampa Bay. Calgary is at Minnesota, and the Montreal Canadiens are in Winnipeg to face the Jets. You can see the full NHL schedule online at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs take on the Buffalo Sabres after beating Washington 5-3 yesterday. In the Ontario Hockey League, the lone game tonight, the Oshawa Generals host the Ottawa 67s. Tomorrow, the Owen Sound Attack welcome the Kitchener Rangers to the Bayshore in the first home game for the Attack since the change in provincial COVID regulations, allowing full capacity in rinks again. Meanwhile, the Ontario Hockey League has released a statement condemning the Russian invasion of Ukraine and says it supports the International Ice Hockey Federation and Hockey Canada in suspending Russia and Belarus from international competition as well as participation in national team events held in Canada. It does say it's monitoring the well-being of all players, and especially those European players originating from countries directly impacted by the conflict. The OHL says these young athletes have the full support of the league as they continue to represent their respective teams, regardless of their country of origin.